Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.
Morena Jack Glacier.
Morena.
How you going?
Yeah, not too bad. Bit foggy from the weekend, but yeah, recovering.
Big,
it's a beautiful day. Yeah, pretty crazy. Couple nights out, went to the Music Comes First gig on Friday. That was really dope.
Resonate.
That was awesome. Went to Koki on Saturday night at Neck of the Woods. Big whoops. That was awesome too. And yeah, did the market on Sunday with some homies. So yeah, I'm definitely recovering from everything.
Epic.
Totally.
That's so cool. We're here to talk about your show on BFM, which is Flora, Saturdays 11 to 1. Tell us a little bit about what Flora is and what the vibe is.
So I think I've been doing the slot for maybe 6 months now, or somewhere between 5 and 6. And essentially, like, Flora was birthed with an idea of doing a record label. And a couple years ago, I used to work at Holiday Records and kind of had been presented with this opportunity at the time of having that connect and being able to, like, press a compilation. So, and at the time, I was doing, like, the Phys Ed shows with Lee and Johnny. And we were kind of, like, establishing a lot of connections in the scene. And I kind of just, like, put two and two together. I was like, oh, I know all these people, these homies that make amazing music. Local electronica, and like working at this pressing plant, I was like, man, I got to do it. I got to do a label. And it took me a long time to come up with a name because it's really hard to find something that isn't corny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always liked the word flora, as in the plants, you know, flora.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to spice it up a little bit and spelt it differently. So it's spelled F-L-A-U-R-A.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a combination of flora and aura. And I feel like that kind of encapsulates the feeling of what I'm going for pretty well.
Sick. That's so cool.
Great.
And you're obviously involved in the scene in lots of other ways. What are you enjoying about doing the show on B?
It's really nice, like, because I was doing the Friday 2 to 4.
It's quite a different vibe doing it late night on
Saturday. Yeah, it's mad different.
Yeah.
And, like, it was the three of us doing it together, and it's so beautiful, like, coming in not only at night when, like, no one's here. Like, if I come in by myself, it's, like, really introspective, and a lot of the music I play is, like, listening music and, like, you know, playing, like, a lot of ambient and IDM and down-tempo. And, like, I love to just, like, come in by myself and, you know, really lock in. And it's really beautiful. It's kind of healing. Totally different mood. That's really exciting about it.
That's awesome. You've done late night shows before, because I remember Molly was telling me about how you guys used to do, like, secret phys ed shows in the middle of the night.
Yeah, we did a few.
Secret
phys ed. We did a
few.
Just, like, come in and do the graveyard. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Fun.
That's so cool.
I bet the listeners loved it too. They would have been like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit more about the Flora compilation and what people can expect from that.
With the compilation, there's 9 tracks total on it, and pretty much everyone involved is based in Tamaki Makaurau or Te Whanganui o Tata. And yeah, I guess, like, generally it's left field, forward thinking, electronic. Some of it's pretty weird, some of it's a bit more likable, but, like, you know, it kind of covers a few vibes or genres. But I feel like it kind of ties together quite well, especially, like, as a full length listen. And I'm pretty stoked with, like, how that has, you know, come together. But I guess it's, at times it's pretty left field.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll have a little sneak peek at a few. So
we were loading the songs into the system at like 7 a.m. this morning, like, okay. This goes down with the breakfast listeners. But it's 9:40 now, so you can just get a grip.
You're awake.
You can just get a grip and deal with it, because it's awesome. Rawe, let's listen to one of the tracks, shall we? Should we do the DJ Sweat one?
Yeah. Cool. This is DJ Sweat, my good friend Lou. Much love to you, Lou.
Awesome. This track's called
BB.
Yeah.
This is
gosh, that listens so well.
Yeah, that's real nice.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
DJ Sweat with BB. You're listening to Bosom Selector on 95BFM, where we showcase some of the lovely people behind BFM. We've got Jack Glacier in the studio talking about Flora, and an exciting compilation coming out later this year.
Yeah, hopefully in the next few months or later in the year. As long as everything goes to plan behind the scenes.
That was awesome. I really enjoyed that. It's it's like sort of a bit ambient, but also still has like quite a nice pulse to it, eh?
Yeah, it's actually the first track on the compilation, and I feel like it sets the tone really well because like it's kind of floaty and like, super percussive. And then, you know, following that on the compilation is a Current Bias Gabba track, so it really goes straight into it.
Yeah.
But I feel like that one sets the tone beautifully, and quite an introspective, like, thinking one, you know, makes me think.
It kind of feels like a brain massage, you know.
Yeah, totally.
It's like really gets in crevices and like gives you a little brain tickle.
Totally, that's definitely a focus with the Flora show. Like, I play a lot of music that kind of does that to my brain.
Yeah, just kind of titillates the brain waves.
Yeah, like literally healing for the brain, and I feel like that's kind of important for me, like with my story as well. I've had a lot of like concussions over the last few years, and that kind of music, like, I really gravitate towards with all of that. So,
I also feel like that 11 to 1 spot on a Saturday, it's like perfect music on your way home from wherever you've been to just like mung out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Should we listen to another one of the.
Molly, what's up?
Yo, Molly.
Molly just popped her head in.
You've gifted us with two unreleased songs from this compilation, which is so exciting.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell us about this next song that we're going to listen to.
This next track is called Na Ohauha. It's by Weponamu and Hashi, Michael and Bridge. Bridge has got the 1 till 4? Yeah, on Wednesday.
Wednesday 1 to 4,
It's like a beautiful down-tempo track. With some Māori vocals on it. Another like very thinky kind of IDM introspective track. I think it'd be great for the dance floor and some like left field club nights. Hopefully, hoping to see that for the DJs out there listening. Other than that, I guess we can let the track speak for itself.
So if people want to listen to Flora, of course you can tune in Saturdays 11 to 1 and also catch it on the Bcast. You've also got Instagram?
Yeah, it's flora.aotearoa.
Okay, cool.
You can tap in there for future updates.
Yeah, cop some of that vinyl. Oh man, how exciting. You were just saying before you're screen printing the covers?
Yeah, so taking some time to figure that out right now because I haven't done that before. But yeah, just like got some designs from the homie and just like learning how to put that to a screen and press that onto the sleeves.
That's awesome.
And then I'm hoping to do like some custom stamps for the labels. Basically trying to like cut costs everywhere and hopefully make the record itself cheaper and accessible for everyone. Because all the underground homies are poor. We've got to feed everyone, you know?
Yeah, it's a trend.
It's hard for us,
Thank you so much, Jack, for coming
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thanks.
Really appreciate
of course.
It.
That was Bosom Selector. We're going to finish with Ngā Ahua Ahua. Oha Oha. By Weponamu and Haji.
Everyone, go listen to Flora, catch a Bcast, and get your mind tickled.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. See you there. Peace.
not something we've learned from a book. You know, this is the way my mother lived. This is the way I was raised. This is not new or missing. Some of us weren't raised that way, but it's only one generation left backwards. It's not 20. Yeah, and you know, we are all family. Māori have a view, as do many cultures, not just Māori, that we are of the earth, and that the trees and the birds and the stars are all our ancestors.
This week's Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.